to make them make plays, and that's exactly what they're trying to do right there.
Shields and Moore closest to us. Two receivers out wide to your right. Quarterback alone in the backfield as a tailback is more of an H-back position. Bach looks over the defense, takes the snap, and we're going to have a false start on the Commandos.
For the snap, false start, offense, number 25, 5-yard penalty, replay third down.
What you kind of had to watch it there is that Meyer kind of jumped a little bit there, and you almost thought maybe that's what drove him across the line, but they're going to say false start.
Yeah, and it was close as well. You could sort of see number 91 for the Raiders.
But Meyer didn't ever go into the backfield, though.
Yeah, no, he's jump forcing them, so it's one of those sort of ticky-tacky things, but hey, it's always going to be called the offense at that point.
I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, it's all good.
Two receivers each way. Unnamed running back to the right of Bach. Raiders showing blitz. Bach pointing it out. Takes the snap. Looks to throw under immediate pressure. Gets it across over the middle. And it goes incomplete at the 40-yard line. And that's going to bring up a fourth down correction and 14.
Yeah, and especially, again, when you have the Raiders defense right in your face like that, it's very difficult for you to get some power behind that throw. And he's just lucky that it wasn't picked off right away.
No, he was not. The receiver had a hard time trying to get to that. Some confusion on the Raiders side if they're going to send Woodland in there to return this punt or not, but they're not. They're just going to put Dalton kind of at that safety position, waiting to see what Bach does. Bach did take the opening kickoff here, and he did punt one time from the same formation. Two receivers each way. It's going to be a quick punt, and it's going to take a Commandos bounce inside the 20. That's where Dalton picks it up, and he's going to head towards the sideline. The Raiders sideline crosses the 40 to the 50 to the 40. He got a lane. Tripped up at the 16-yard line. Big return by Corey Dalton, and he just got tripped up at the last second there from the Commandos tackler. 65-yard return as we see the Educators Credit Union replay.
You know he wants one. Every single time he gets the ball in his hands, you know he wants to try to get one return touchdown, and that was the closest he could have. But, hey, maybe later on this game he's able to get one.
31-yard line for the Raiders here. First and 10 at the Commando 31. Levantis Lewis on the field was started out to his left, going to flip to his right. Malik Perry out to his left. Pistol formation with triplet behind Schick. Sends a man in motion, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right near the Raiders sideline, throws it, dumps it off to Rico Flores, and he's going to step out of bounds at the 14-yard line, and that's where the Raiders have second down.
Yeah, I like that. A little bit of a levels play almost, just trying to get something out, just trying to get some momentum going. Just able to dump it down to Flores, and just unfortunately stepped out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
For those following the scorebug, I apologize. I'm still getting used to running it. So Don normally does that, but he's on assignment tonight, enjoying his evening, I'm sure, whatever he's up to. Trips to the left, tight end closing the formation to the right, triple to the left of Schick. Fakes the handoff, throws it flat to Malik Perry, and he's going to get tackled immediately.
Yeah, that's a great job by the Commandos defense, reading what's going on and just sort of firing in there immediately, just not letting him get any momentum as Perry was just sort of got it and just tackled immediately.
We're in the Anton painting red zone here. 3:06 to go here in the second quarterback. Two receivers left, one to your right. Triple to the left of Schick. Lewis by himself to the left. We have Perry and Rico Flores to the right of the formation. Chick takes a snap, looks to throw, plenty of time. Still plenty of time, throws it to the corner there, and it's incomplete towards Lewis. Almost intercepted. And it's going to be fourth down for the Raiders.
Yeah, especially just trying to find somebody there that was open. The one bad thing when you do have a lot of defenders in the back, that are playing safety and DB and stuff like that, it's going to be very difficult for them to try to get in there. As we see, sort of a line shift as well as Peralta comes in.
Peralta coming in for the field goal here.
On 4th and 10 for the Raiders from the Fayetteville 16, on to attempt a 33-yard field goal.
Peralta attempting a 33-yard field goal here. He is 1 for 3 on the season. Hold it down, kick is away, it is up, and it is good! From 33 yards, Peralta nails it right down the middle, the 33-yarder, and it's 24-0, Racine Raiders. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Back here at Horlick Field, Wodak in for the kickoff here. Mike Peralta's field goal being good allows him to get a break here on this kickoff of Brady Wodak.
Yeah, exactly. Just sort of go back and forth between kickers. Like, hey, both Wodak and Peralta are pretty good kickoff return kickoffs, so might as well just do one or the other each time.
Sykes and Gilliard back to return this kick. Ready for play, whistle is in. Kick is a high kick heading towards the end zone. Going to give it fielded at the 10-yard line by Gilliard, and he's going to get to about the 26-yard line before being brought down.
And great job just sort of filling your lanes. Make sure that you don't let anything really happen. You don't want to have a spontaneous scoring fit by the Commandos right here. And it's a great job by the Raiders special teams.
Enjoy tonight's game with Boomstacks and Beverages from Arkansas.
Graham Hoglund checking in at the linebacking core for the Raiders. Some reserves getting some playing time here. Defensive line still pretty much the same starters for the most part, but Connor Harris is in the game in that three-man front you were talking about before. Two receivers each way for Bach. Ward back in at tailback. He's to the right of Bach. Ward, Harris playing the nose tackle here for this Raider defense. Bach takes a snap, gives it to Ward up the middle, and he's going to go nowhere. Maybe a yard there. They're going to give him no gain, correction, and that's going to be a second down in 10.
Chris Ward over here.
Yeah, again, just trying to find something to deal with this Raiders defense. And so far for the Commandos, nothing is really working, minus just sort of getting some wide open receivers just sort of rolling out. I don't know why they're trying to do that more often. Just try to work the edges of the field. Don't just work forward.
Well, that's going to take us to our 2-minute timeout, and I'm going to throw it over to Nick as we have a special video package to show here during our 2-minute timeout. Go ahead and get started.
People have asked us why we barbecue. Why go to all that trouble? Why spend hours tending to a pile of coals while the smoke burns your eyes and singes your skin? All that prepping, seasoning, stoking, saucing, not sleeping, just praying that it turns out okay.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Out Operation Barbecue Relief. You saw that video from them. We'll talk about them in a second here. Back in a second and 10, two receivers each way. Raiders showing blitz, takes a snap. Bach looks to throw, sprints to his right, caught by the receiver, and he's going to get tackled at the 30. We do have a couple flags down.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a legal formation by the Commandos because you see both tackles just sort of not crossing the hip of the center.
Waiting for Keith Turner to let us know.
Before the snap, illegal formation, offense, 5 men in the backfield, 5-yard penalty, replay second down.
Going to be a second and 15 for the Commandos with 1:54 here to go in this first half. The Operation Barbecue, that's what you saw playing during our two-minute timeout. They are a 501c3 not-for-profit organized in May of 2011 following the tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri. The F5 tornado just completely annihilated that town, and they answered the call and served 120,000 meals in a 13-day period for people there that needed it. Two receivers each way. Empty formation, correction. Three receivers to your right, two to your left for Bach. Bach takes a snap, quick throw off to the right flat, and it's going to fall incomplete at about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I think he's sort of glad that it did fall incomplete because one of the Raiders' defensive linemen were just sort of blowing through, they're not touched, just ready to just take down Bach and just was able to get it away right in time.
To date, Operation Barbecue Relief has provided over 11 million meals throughout the United States and internationally following natural disasters, COVID and COVID-19 response, and they'll always serving project benefiting the homeless, first responders, veterans, and members of the United States military. Their mission is Operation Barbecue Relief provides comfort to those in need by connecting, inspiring, serving, and educating in communities far and wide. We had a tailgate for veterans here before the game here tonight, and Operation Barbecue Relief put it on for the veterans and active duty members that are here, Raider fans. So the receivers to your right, two to your left here for Bach on this third and 15, 1:50 to go here before halftime. And we're going to have a flag down, going to be delay of a game.
Delay of game, offense, number 10, 5-yard penalty.
He's going to make
still
it
third down.
Third and 20 now for the Commandos. Definitely not the situation they want to be in.
No, it really isn't, especially with how difficult it has been for them to move the ball. In total, they only really have about 70 total yards compared to the Raiders' 140. So it's just been rough for the Commandos this entire day so far.
Same formation, three receivers right, two to your left. Bach pointing at the attempted blitz. Turner backs out, looks to throw, throws it quick to number zero, Shields. And Shields going to get tackled at the, ran out of bounds at the 21-yard line and going to be well short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and long. It's going to be fourth and 16 for Fayetteville.
Yeah, again, just trying to attack the edges of this Raiders defense, just trying to make something happen, especially too. Last few times it was this long, it was like a little pooch punt, so that's why they're, that's why you have some defenders ready to go and some, and Colt Dalton and Jakaz Woodland just sort of back around the 50, just making sure like if it is a punt that they're able to go, and if it is just a fake play, just able to catch up to them.
I'm pretty positive it'll be another quick punt here. Same formation on this 4th and 16, though. Three receivers right, two to your left. Woodland and Dalton just standing on the Raiders, I mean, the Commandos side of the 50. Now they're backing off towards the Raiders side. Going to throw it. Bach throws it deep, and it's going to be caught by the receiver. At the 50-yard line on the Commando sideline, what a catch by the receiver there. I'm trying to get a number on there. Ladarius Lee on that catch, and that's enough for a first down for the Commando. Timeout Commandos, and we're going to leave it here, and we're going to show our active body fitness trivia question. The Racine Raiders / Gladiators have played one other opponent from the Carolinas in team history. What was that team's name? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Go to activebodyfitness.com. They're located at 2818 Lathrop Avenue. Head on down there and tell them the Racine Raiders sent you and start improving your health today. First and 10 here, Tyler, at the 49-yard line of the Commandos after that huge fourth down conversion.
Yeah, it was a great catch. The Raiders defensive back was sort of smothering the wide receiver, making sure like, hey, even though I don't have my head back, I'm trying to make sure that's not a PI. I was just able to catch it right behind him. As that was a great catch and great yardage by the Commandos, just trying to make this happen.
Two receivers each way for the Commandos, the back to the right of Bach. Bach takes a snap, looks to throw under pressure, drops back, dumps it off to the back, caught by number 7, and he gets out of bounds after a loss of about 4 yards.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a design screen or just happened to be a screen, but it was able to make a little bit less of a loss instead of going down by about 10 or 15, loss of 4 instead.
Yeah, I don't think it was supposed to be a screen. I think the pass rush just got there so quickly that Bach was just hoping to do something, as Nick's headbanging next to us. We should have a producer cam. Our booth cam's not working, I just noticed, but we definitely should have a producer cam to watch Nick as this game goes on.
We should. I think it would be fun.
Two receivers each way here for Bach. Shields in the slot towards us. And Tyron Moore wide towards us. Going to have a false start on the Commandos as number 4 for the Commandos. Started a little bit early there, Cordero Presley.
False start, number 4, offense. 5-yard penalty, still second down.
Bring up a second, 17 as... Sorry about that. Turned it the wrong way. Turn the knob the wrong way. That's why Don normally runs this board.
That's why when I'm up here with you guys just doing this, I don't touch anything. I'm just out here. I'm doing my own thing. I'm touching my computer, my notes, and that's it. I don't touch anything else.
Second and 17, two receivers each way for Bach. Takes a snap, low snap, picks it up under pressure, dumps it off, falls incomplete to the unnamed number 7. We'll give it to Ward. It was 7, but we don't have a 7, so Chris Ward it was.
Close enough. Actually, that might actually be
Paul
a 2.
Ward. going to be a third and 17 here for the Commandos. As they got a nice fourth down conversion, got the ball to the 49-yard line, and they've been, as you heard, the backup horn from the penalty, kept backing up. So I'm used to the sliders where you slide things up and down. I'm not used to turning knobs.
Turning knobs at all.
Yeah. Just... The boards I'm used to running is up and down.
Up and down, not side to side, basically. Yeah.
So. 17.
Left is no audio, right is audio. That's what I got to remember. Should make Nick run this board too. He needs more jobs there. Two receivers each way for Bach. Ward to his right. 127 to go here before halftime. Raiders up 24-0 on this Armed Forces Appreciation Night. Raiders back out of the blitz, gives it to Ward. Ward off to his left, makes one man miss, and he's going to get brought down at the 38-yard line. But we have a flag down in the area of face mask, which I didn't think he got the face mask, but I'm not down on the field, and the official is. So you got to take his word for it.
During the play, we have personal foul, face mask, number 90, Black. That'd be a 15-yard penalty. First down.
Going to be a first and 10 for the Commandos after that face mask penalty there, 15-yard penalty, and it's going to give the Commandos a first down.
Face mask number 90. That is not a penalty that results in a first. It'll be third down.
It'll be third down. I didn't think it did, but I'm taking Keith's word for it. But it's going to be a third down and 7 here after that 15-yard penalty. Two receivers each way for the Commandos. Bach puts the hands up, low snap, picks it all off the ground, throws off to the left hash, and it's almost intercepted. And number 15 for the Commandos, Moore, comes up with it, goes out of bounds at the 31-yard line. It's going to be first and 10, Commandos.
That looked, surprised him, too. Just that was a great throw by Bach. Just making it could have been a little bit more outside instead of inside because it was almost picked off. But just hitting it, as soon as he hits that corner, it's there ready for it to get caught. That's exactly what it was. And that was a great catch by number 15, Moore.
Yeah, Moore kind of took that away from him. It looked like the defensive back, number 28 out here for the Raiders. Gordon, looked like Moore just took it away from Gordon, but that's going to be enough for a Commando first down. First and 10 at the 31. Bach pointing out a blitz by Gary Young. Gets the snap, looks to throw, under pressure by Zeronic, and he goes down. Gage Zeronic up the middle, bang, back, and it's going to be a second down for the Commando. Second and very long here.
Yeah, even though the Raiders have been getting really pressure almost immediately, I believe that's the first sack that the Raiders have actually gotten today. Each time Bach has been able to either throw it away, just sort of dump it off, or get called back due to something else.
Commandos take a timeout, and Zeronic just explosive off the ball there and gets that sack, as we saw with the Educators Credit Union replay. But we have 39 seconds to go here in this first half. Commandos trailing the Raiders 24-0. Got the ball inside the 35-yard line down to the 31 after a very nice catch and run by Moore, who went out of bounds after getting the first down. But now they're going backwards again.
Yeah, going backwards, which is nothing that you really want to do, as it's just one of those things where it's very difficult for a team to continually go forward, especially with this Raiders defense, how fast they've been able to put pressure on for them and everything like that. So, but again, the Commandos trying to make a score in this late in this fourth quarter or second quarter, excuse me, and they've been able to put some good plays up there. I don't want to say a drive fully yet because they've been sort of bailed out a few times, but just a few plays have so far been able to go in their way and just been able to drive down the field so far.
Yeah, you mentioned you can't really say good drive, but they've got some explosive plays here and there that got them in Raider territory here, but they just can't get enough going. And they got one timeout here in this first half. Two receivers each way. Ball at the Raider 43-yard line. Going to be second and 17. Bach looking over this Raider defense. Raiders showing they're going to send some pressure back out of it. Bach screen pass to the tailback, number 19, and he's going to go nowhere. He's going to lose yards. That was Sykes on that screen pass, and it's going to be third and long.
And especially, too, just, again, pressure in the back immediately, just trying to make something out of trying to make something happen and just isn't really able to.
The Commandos are trying to visit Kenosha while they're here in town, it looks like. 10 seconds to go here in the half. The Commandos do have one time out here. Sawyer Schick going to be the halftime guest, the Angry Brothers Pub and Grill player of the game. And that's going to lead us to halftime. Raiders up 24-0. As I mentioned, the halftime interview, Sawyer Schick, the most recent Angry Brothers Pub and Grill player of the game, and we're going to hear from him when we come back after a minute. This is Racine Raider football on the Racine Raider Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Hey, Racine Raiders fans, Raiders broadcaster Don Wadowitz here, and we are at the half of the Raiders' last regular season home game against the Fayetteville Commandos. And joining me this week for our weekly player interview is none other than Racine Raiders backup quarterback and long snapper and the reigning player of the week in Sawyer Schick. Sawyer, welcome to our broadcast.
Thanks for having me, Don.
So, let's just hop into this past week, the game that got you player of the week and thus this interview here on our broadcast. But coming in off the bench, team is down 12-0 and there's 6.5 minutes left to go. What's going through your mind at that point in time?
Yeah, I had come in, I told the guys, hey, we don't need to get it all back in one play. Let's just take we can get down the field, and you know, each play is a different one. We don't have to score an 80-yard touchdown right away, and you know, we have enough time. That's pretty much what I told them, and they all agreed, and everyone else, we were all on the same page.
Took you almost all of that time, 36 seconds left, and you were able to find Bubba Revelinski in the end zone for the go-ahead score. He has made some amazing catches for this team this in the past couple of weeks. It's got to be great to have the plethora of weapons that you do as a quarterback on this squad.
Yeah, Bubba's played phenomenal the last few weeks, as just like our other pass catchers have. Everyone's really taken a, I guess, what's the word for it? Everyone's really emphasize the focus and commitment of the offense and knowing their route and assignment, and it's really shown.
Now, coming off the bench, what are some of the challenges in that for you as a quarterback? What are some things that you have to do or are doing while the game's going on and you're not necessarily out there?
Yeah, it's certainly a different challenge. It's definitely being thrown in there without actually being on the field. You have to get up to speed kind of instantly. There is no escalating up. It's just right away you're thrown into it. But it's nice when I'm not out there. I'm watching all the offensive plays. I'm telling Andre what I'm seeing. I'm telling Coach Quinn and Coach Schick what I'm seeing as well from the defense and the coverage and the alignment of guys. And we have a really good connection and teamwork, I should say, going of communicating with each other.
All right, you brought up Coach Schick. So, you know, you having your dad as offensive coordinator and being a part of the offensive unit, what are some of the things that are great about that? But also maybe what are some of the things that are challenges there?
It's awesome that my dad and I get to coach and play together with this team. He was my coach growing up, mostly through RYS. And then he didn't coach in high school, but he was always there and he understood what we had ran over at Horlick as well. But then after I graduated from lacrosse, he'd got the offensive coordinator job and he said, "Hey, I want to put together an offense. I like what you guys ran at lacrosse. Help me install it." And so we kind of got to build it together, and it's been really cool to see what it's become.
That's a pretty good offense that they've installed at lacrosse. The WIAC, they've been making waves there as they've been challenging the likes of UW-Whitewater and UW-Oshkosh. And I want to kind of go back to your college days a little bit. Not many opportunities at quarterback, but you really established yourself in the WIAC as a long snapper. How did that come about? What interested you in long snapping? Where did you kind of start that at?
Yeah. Like I said, growing up as the coach's son, it really was a team first mentality. And, I didn't even play quarterback really full time until I got to high school. So my sophomore year at Horlick, I was the JV quarterback. I was backup for varsity. I wanted to see the field more and see what I can do to help the team out. Coach Brian Fletcher approached me. He was like, "Hey, we need a long snapper. Do you know how to do that?" And of course, I mean, being a team guy, I said, "Yeah, I know how to do that," without really knowing how. And I kind of realized it was just like throwing a football underhand, essentially. But yeah, that's how I got introduced to long snapping my sophomore year of high school. And then I did some camps throughout high school, realized I was kind of good at it, got recruited a little bit. My freshman year, I went to Division II Sioux Falls. And then I wanted to be closer to home after that, so then I came over to lacrosse, and yeah, the rest is history.
And so that's where upside down quarterback came from, was that thought that it's just kind of similar, except flip me upside down.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's essentially kind of, it's a different dynamic. I mean, it's its own unique position where you can't really get hit or involved in the play, and it's very you're only out there for punts or field goals or extra points, but it is a unique skill set that not many people can do.
And just for the folks out there, so some of them know that I broadcast games for UW-Whitewater, and I would talk to the Whitewater coaches about opponents when they're playing them and those sorts of things. And you actually came up one time, and one of the coaches said they have the best long snapper in the conference and probably in the country at this level and maybe at other levels. So I just want to put that out there, that is the level to which you were respected across the toughest D3 conference in the country. So that's an amazing testament to the work you put in. What kind of work does it take to get to that level as a long snapper?
Yeah. I have a lot of respect for Coach Bullis and the Whitewater staff, especially. We had some great battles those last few years. But yeah, like I said, it's a unique skill set, and it's kind of like shooting a free throw. Once you get in a rhythm and you get the muscle memory down, it kind of just comes like second nature.
So how much time do you have to put into this, or how much time now? Because during college you had, you know, a lot of practice time and those sorts of things. Now, not so much, other life commitments as well. How much time do you, are you able to kind of put into your long snapping, or did it take you on a weekly basis, let's say, even when you're in college, how much time did you spend on that?
Yeah, definitely at school, it was an everyday thing. Whether it was coming early to practice or staying late, or the team workouts in the mornings at 6:45, and me and the other snappers would hang after if we didn't have class and just snap to each other and see, just keep it going. Because if you don't do it for a certain time, you lose it essentially. But yeah, even now it's in the off season, I'll work out and I'll snap some to my dad or to a friend that I work out with, and just keep it. It's kind of like riding a bike. If you end up getting it back, you just want to maintain consistency with it.
What's it like to be playing back at, in Racine, back at historic Horlick Athletic Field for you?
Oh, I love it. I love the fans. I love the stadium. I love being able to play with my high school and my youth teammates like Nick Nelson, Joe Garcia, Bubba Revolinski, and some others. But I also love being able to play for the team that I grew up going to games for. My dad took me to Raider games when I was younger, and I remember being there when Will Norwood caught that touchdown pass to win the championship in that north corner of the end zone. So that's the best part of it, just being able to play for the team I grew up watching going to games on Saturday nights.
And a little bit of a legacy with your dad having played tight end for some of those teams.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another reason too why I love it.
Well, Sawyer, we like to give each of our guests an opportunity to be able to give some shout outs at the end of the interview. So here's your opportunity to give some shout outs to some folks that are important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. My family, they're my biggest support system, my girlfriend, grandparents, friends, everyone that supported me along the way. I appreciate it, and let's keep it rolling.
We're going to help you out in your offensive line, right? So,
yes, absolutely. I love the offensive line. They do a great job.
We always help out Howard with that one too. So, Sawyer, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, and appreciate it, and look forward to more from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That was Racine Raiders quarterback and long snapper Sawyer Schick, the reigning player of the week. We'll be back in 60 seconds with stats from the first half of play. Racine Raiders, Fayetteville Commandos. This is Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories. Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Welcome back to historic Horlick Field with Racing Raiders football. Looking a look at the stats in this 24-0 halftime, Racing Raiders leading the Fayetteville Commandos. So far in the first half, Shoyer Schick, 5 or 7, 40 yards with one interception. For the Fayetteville Commandos, Ryan Bach is sitting at 12 of 21, 106 yards, two sacks, as well as one interception. For both sides, rushing has been going very well for the Racing Raiders. Howard Triplett, Tavon Allen, and Tom Benko in total for 18 attempts and 96 yards and two touchdowns. Those touchdowns coming from Howard Triplett and Tavon Allen, respectively. Howard Triplett leading in total with eight attempts for 43 yards. For the side of Fayetteville, they don't really have much, as Jalonzo Jackson has three attempts for 11 yards, as well as quarterback Ryan Back taking two attempts for negative 12, leading him with five attempts for negative 1 yards. In total for receiving, the Commandos have 12 receptions on 21 targets in total with 106 total yards. And for the Raiders, they have 5 of 7 of 40 yards in total, with the leading one being Jaquez Woodland with one reception for 20 yards. Now, for both sides defensively, Stephon Chapman has one interception as well as one touchdown with that 75-yard touchdown interception. For the side of Commandos, their leading guys is Amir Liggins, 25, Samaj Mitchell with five total tackles. So far, and then also Mike Peralta has one field goal as well as two extra points added on top of it, leading it up to that 24-0 lead for the Raiders. As you're about to come back out of halftime, Evan, just sort of, what's been your sort of takeaways from it? I know you sort of got my sort of thoughts on the game so far. What has your thoughts been being the play-by-play announcer today?
Well, I think one of the things that stands out to me, I want to say it was after Chapman, and right now you might hear in the background they're playing the songs from the different branches of the United States military on Armed Forces Appreciation Night, currently the Marine Corps. But Stephon Chapman, I believe it was, said it best, is we're not here to blow anybody up. We're here to play a complete football game. We haven't played our best at so far this season. We're here to play our best. We want to send a statement to the Motor City Rams and the Detroit Ravens and other potential opponents in the playoffs, and stating that, hey, what you've seen so far, that ain't Raider football. What you're seeing tonight, this is Raider football. Now, there's been some mistakes here and there, like you mentioned, the interception by Sawyer Schick, and defensively just going for the big play instead of just a breakup or the for sure tackle. Just some mechanical technique things to work out. But overall, this is probably the most complete I've seen the Raiders play all season. You got to tip your hat to the Commandos too. Clearly outnumbered here, and they're putting up a fight here, and they made some big play. And you said it best in the first half. Haven't really had some great drives, but they've had some big plays that have put them in position to try to score, but they just can't sustain those drives, and the Raiders pass rush definitely showed up to end the half.
Yeah, and especially too, like we were sort of talking about it beforehand, where we didn't really have a lot of information on the Commandos coming in, and even look at them so far, they don't really have a lot of players here with them. Obviously traveling from Carolina, it's going to be very difficult. Obviously, you got to pay for travel. You got to either pay for flights. You got to drive all the way here, which I believe is like an 8-hour drive for some people. A lot of people don't really want to do that.
Longer than 8 hours.
Longer than 8 hours?
Fayetteville, North Carolina?
My time warping is weird. Yeah. But longer than 8-hour drive. So people don't really want to come and fly that far away. So it's one of those things where you got to take it with a grain of salt. Obviously, you're playing with two different tackles that both play different positions. So you're trying to do what you can do. And so far, like you mentioned, the great plays have been looking good. Obviously, they got, I don't want to say they got lucky a few times, but they did get lucky. But that's all about that's all what football is. You get lucky a few times. And especially, you've been able to sort of slow down the Raiders, which has been, especially if they do start clicking like they have been so far, it's going to show out. And especially when they don't slow, when the Raiders are not sort of shooting themselves in the foot per se, it's one of those things where if they're clicking on all cylinders and just everything's going well, they seem unstoppable, and they've been able to slow them down and make some mental errors and make some turnovers as well.
Yeah, well, big thank you as we are wrapping up halftime, approaching a minute left here. Daryl at the WRJN studio. Big thank you to him producing tonight's broadcast for the radio side of things. Thank you to Dave and Trivion, who are our camera operators here tonight, both doing a great job. Tyler Sorensen, who forgot to introduce himself, coming back from halftime.
Oh, I did.
Tyler Sorensen, my broadcast partner tonight. Ireland and Quinn on the field, getting the social media video that you are seeing posted to all the Racine Raiders social media channels. Jeremy at his undisclosed location, posting for social media as well. And Nick Gatta doing a great job producing tonight's broadcast on the video side. And Andrew, nice job down on the sidelines. And Jack on staff. Big thank you to everybody for the work that you're doing here tonight for this Racine Raider game, making Tyler and I sound like we actually know what we're talking about.
Yeah, as you sort of see on the halftime show, I do not know what I'm talking about half the time. But, I mean, again, it's one of those things, too, where this game, it's been fun so far. It feels like it's been going fast, which is a lot of times with Raiders, you have a lot of stoppages, a lot of stuff like that, which, knock on wood, which there's that. Hopefully it continues this way, and it's not that many penalties and not that many stoppages. We just sort of go through this game, not a lot of penalties, not a lot of injuries. Just sort of play it out. Just say, hey, let's have some fun. Let's try to put together those final stuffs as well. Just make sure we're able to hit on our marks and then basically send these guys home.
Yeah, and probably just warming up, not necessarily going to the game quite yet, but Anthony McKinney warming up right in front of us, as you can kind of see there. But warming up with Sawyer Schick, so we'll see how much playing time he gets here tonight at quarterback. I know the Raiders want to come out and just be in control in the second half. The Commandos are going to get the football to start the second half, and crucial drives here for them. If they want to get on the board, this would be the time to do it after guys are getting back warm after being in the locker room for the last 15, 20 minutes. So this would be when the Commandos want to try to make their move.
Yeah, and you mentioned the quarterback. I also want to mention the center as well. Number 65, Dale Burgess, warming up with Sawyer Schick instead of the normal Nick Nelson. So maybe a little bit of change there. Maybe just trying to get him some rest. Obviously, Nick Nelson doing long snapping as well for the special teams. So maybe just say, let's just get some rest and get some other centers in, because obviously that's one of the positions where we saw it last week. Gage Zerotnik came in for a few drives playing some center. It's a difficult position. So just trying to get as many hands on there that can snap the ball to make sure, hey, let's get those reps up, because especially in semi-pro, you never know who's going to be out, who's going to be here, who can play, who can't, who's going to be hurt, who might have work stuff, everything like that.
Yeah, I played center back in youth football. I was pretty good, but tackle guard was more my cup of tea. But I played some center, so yes, I could definitely tell you how difficult it can be, and I'm sure you can as well from your playing days. But we have more back deep to return this, along with Gilliard. Peralta kicking off for the Raiders, kicking from right to left, from south to north towards the scoreboard. The Commandos will be heading south to start this game, going left to right on the radio dial for those listening on WRJN. The ready for play whistle is in. Peralta on the approach, and the kick is away. And it's going to be into the end zone for a touchback. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Commandos from their own 25-yard line.
Which, I mean, they might as well let it go. Obviously, both Peralta and Wodak have been sort of going back and forth with the kicking off duties, just trying to see, hey, who can kick the furthest. And I think right now, so far, I think Peralta might have Wodak beat, surprisingly.
Yeah, Peralta with a touchback there. We have Wodak with a touchback as well. Commandos in the huddle to start the game.
That's not what their Tinder profile is.
Two receivers each way for the Commando. Bach in the shotgun formation with the back to his right. First and 10 at the 25-yard line. Bach takes a snap, gets it to the tailback, fighting up the middle. Ward gets a couple yards there before being brought down. That's going to be a second and 7.
Oh, man. Oh, that took me out. If you ever want to come to a Racing Raiders game live, you need to. Just to listen to our PA announcer, Dan Pfeiffer. Just listen to what comes out of his mouth sometimes.
Might scare them away, though. So. Okay. So same formation for the Commandos. We have Priestley and Gilliard closest to us, out wide to your right, two receivers to the left on the second and 7 for the Commandos. Raiders showing blitz with Ivy off the edge. Backs out of it. Low snap, picks it up off the ground. Pick pass to the slot there to the receiver. And he's going to fight his way past the 30. Gets brought down at the 34-yard line. Couldn't catch the number on who caught that. Might have been Dyson. Gain of 6, though. And it's going to be third down and about 1 for the Commando.
Yeah, nice little jailbreak screen. Also for Bach as well, got lucky that he didn't touch the ground with his knee, because it is college rule, so as soon as your knee touches the ground, gate play is dead. So he got lucky that it didn't touch, got it out fast, was able to get some good yardage out of it as well.
Same formation for the Commandos, two receivers on each side of the formation. Ward to the right of Bach. Bach puts his hands up. Gets the snap. Ivy blitz off the edge. Gets the ball way over the middle. Caught by Dyson across the middle. He caught it about the 40. Fights his way to the 46-yard line. And that's enough for a first down for the Commando.
That's a great job by the Commandos as well. You read blitz. You say, hey, that's a quick zone. That's exactly what they're able to do. Sort of quick it in there. You see everybody from them just sort of go. Alvin Turner just sort of goes to the opposite side and just sort of hits that zone and just able to go for it.
Yeah, the Educators Credit Union replay showing you the nice catch and run there by Dyson. That gets it a first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Closer to the 45, it looks like, from up here, but two receivers each way. Ward to the left of the quarterback, Bach. Bach takes the snap, looks to throw under heavy pressure, scrambling to his right, gets the ball away, and it's caught at the sideline at the 46 or 47-yard line by Presley, and that's going to be a second down and about 4 for Fayetteville.
Yeah, and again, this sort of comes into the sort of newness of this Raiders defensive backcourt. Obviously, a lot of these guys play in their first or second year for the Raiders and just sort of playing off coverage, really, which sometimes you do want to play that sort of press man style, but you just sort of giving them a bit of loan. They're just sort of, hey, take it, boom, get to the sticks, hit, get your foot in the ground, come back, get that catch, and just sort of fall down.
Going to be a second and 4, 11:42 to go here in this third quarter. Same formation for Bach, two receivers each way. Crossed into Raider territory. Bach gives it to the tailback, and he's going to get shoved back for a loss of 1. Ward loses 1, gets brought down at the 49. Good win on that tackle, and it's going to be 3rd and 7.
Yeah, and again, that goes back to the, hey, we're playing tackles, we're playing players that are sort of out of position. It's going to be tough for them to try to do it. That was the first time as well when the ends for the Raiders aren't going upfield exactly. They're trying to get a yard depth, and then making their move. That's exactly what they were able to do and get them a drop of 1.
3rd and 5 here. Two receivers each way. Toward the left of Bach. Taking a lot of time here. Bach takes a snap, sprints to his left, dumps it off to Ward, and Ward's going to get tackled for a loss near his sideline, and that's going to bring up 4th down.
Yeah, that's a good play by Commandos, just trying to get that sort of rollout going, some sort of sprint-out style, and just isn't able to capitalize on it, as immediately just gets taken down. As now it's 4th and 8 about, so... Now, again, if you're the Raiders, you sort of worry because Bach is their punter. So you sort of worry, hey, are they going to go for it? Are they going to do a little pooch punt as well? Like, hey, what's going to happen with it? Let's just try to keep our toes abound us.
And what they're doing is Cerevino is moving to corner, Dalton's moving to safety, so that way if it is a pooch kick, once again, Dalton's back there to pick that up. And we do know Dalton is very dangerous with the football in his hand. Fourth and 8, 9, 46 here to go in the third quarter. Three receivers to your right, one to your left. The back to the right, all Bach. Taking a lot of time. Takes a snap, looks to throw under pressure immediately, dumps it off, and almost intercepted around the 50-yard line by Burton. But it is going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be first and 10, Racine Raiders at the Commando 47-yard line.
Yeah, and if Burton caught that as well, he was gone. There was literally, I don't want to say there is green grass ahead of him. Even the grass wasn't green ahead of him. There is nobody there in front of him. If he would have got that, he would have been gone for a touchdown. It was a sayonara, pretty much.
Make sure you stop by Angry Brothers Pub on Wednesday for Raiders Roundup. Yours truly, Evan Witalis, and along with Tom Christensen, we'll be bringing you Raiders Roundup at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill on Wednesday at 5:30. Come on down. We'll talk about this game and get you ready for the Motor City Rams game and Angry Brothers Pub, also the official viewing party for the Racine Raiders. So come on down there for the game against the Motor City Rams and watch the Raiders take on the Rams. One receiver each way for the Raiders. Shotgun formation, triplet to the left of Schick. Sends receiver in motion. Gives it to Dalton on an end around. Cuts to the corner, gets across the 50, gets to the 40. And gets forced out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. But we do have a flag down right around the 50, and that's going to be on the Raiders, more than likely.
Through the play, holding. Number 14, Black, he was giving him the business.
As we saw the Educators Credit Union replay, I know we have the benefit of replay. They don't, but I think that was just a good block by 14.
It really was a good block by Jarquez Woodland, just sort of getting him out there, especially when you do look at it as well. It didn't look like he grabbed him. A lot of times when you are blocking a shoulder, you can block a shoulder, you just can't grab. And that's exactly what he didn't really do. He sort of shoved him out of the way. I could see it being a crackback block, but at the same time, that was a really good block by Jarquez Woodland. Just unfortunate that it ended up at that.
Two receivers each way for the Raider. Schick takes the snap, makes the handoff to Triplett, looks to throw, going to get under pressure, throws it deep over the middle, and incomplete, just under through Terrence Fitch. Fitch was wide open, and he needed about another yard to get it to him, as we see the Educators Credit Union replay.
Yeah, especially too. You look at Schick as well. He was under pressure for a little bit of it, so I wonder if he just wasn't. He didn't feel comfortable stepping up. As you can sort of see, he had a good pocket, stepped up a little bit. I don't know if his arm got hit as well, but just it seems like he hasn't had that power that he had last week. Just sort of zipping it in there, just sort of little bit of loss, and just sort of hit off Finch's fingers.
Yeah, I think part of that was the pressure there, and he wasn't able to get a good passing motion there, and just got hit. As he was throwing, it's going to be a second and 20, 8:54 here to go in this third quarter. Two receivers each way. Schick takes the snap, looks to throw, plenty of time, deep over to the left sideline, and incomplete, just overthrew Dylan Flores, and that's going to bring up a third down and 20.
Yeah, I also like how the DB for the Commandos, I can't really tell his name, but he's the one that with very long hair and sort of blocking out his numbers. Try to hit Dylan afterwards. Looked like he sort of gave up a little bit on it, but just sort of bounced off Dylan Flores as well, which you can sort of see a little bit of the size difference between these teams as well. Obviously, Fayetteville coming from there has a bigger offensive line, but some of these DBs as well, they're a little bit on the smaller side against some of these Raiders wide receivers.
Yeah, Dylan goes about 6'4", 260, so that was number 3, Chris Gillier, that tried to hit him there.
Chris Gillier, 6'2", 170. It's about 70 pounds of mass off.
Schick takes the snap, looks to throw, scrambles to his right, looking for a receiver, going to chuck it down the field, and it's incomplete, just off the fingertips of Rico Flores, right around the 20-yard line, and that's going to bring up fourth down, and that means Brady Wodak, for the first time tonight, is out to punt the football.
You know, Wodak was trying to be like, hey, like, let me just take a day off. I don't need a punt today. Just say, hey, let me take the day off.
I just want to kick. I don't want to punt.
Yeah. Which it is going to be interesting because we sort of talked about this in the first half, but new long snapper for the Raiders, especially since Sawyer Schick is normally the long snapper for him. So it's going to be a new long snapper. Looks like it's going to be Nick Nelson that will be long snapping for him.
Well, that counting to make sure he's got 11 out there. Wodak standing about the 28-yard line. Gilliard back deep for the Commandos. Commandos look like they're going to send pressure. Kick is off. High kick into the lights. Going to be fielded at the 19-yard line by Gilliard. And he's going to get tackled by Rico Flores and company at the 23-yard line. And that's going to be a first down and 10 for the Commandos at their own 23.
Yeah, great job by Rico Flores as well, just sort of getting his stance in, getting it there, just sort of standing up the Commandos as well. Just nice play, nice tackle by him. Stephon Gilmore just sort of went a little bit out of bounds. And then great job by the Raiders as well. 11 hats to the football. Make sure we get there. Make sure we actually get the tackle. And it's not just one person trying to wrap up and get the tackle completely.
Gonna be, as I mentioned, first and 10 Commandos at the 22-yard line. Rico Flores and Bubba Revelinski both are special team aces, kind of that Steve Tasker for those old school football fans, played with the Bills four straight Super Bowl losing teams. Special teams ace could have made the Hall of Fame. I don't think he did, but he could have made it on special teams alone.